Welcome to Power Your Profits Podcast, your friendly guide in bringing your business revenue to the next level. Listen as host Dr. Susie Carter hears inspiring stories of success from her fellow entrepreneurs and transformational leaders. Prepare to make significant change to your strategies as they unravel the secrets of building multi-million dollar businesses and the most effective tips on finance, marketing, and sales accountability. If you want to take your first steps towards explosive business growth, this podcast is for you. Without further ado, here is your host, Dr. Susie.
Welcome to this episode of Power Your Profit Podcast. I'm your host, Susie Carter, and today's guest, you are going to love, love, love. She's a sister from another mister, is Penelope Jane Smith's unique magic is supporting women entrepreneurs to becoming financially free in 5 years or less with $10,000 a month in passive income. She is an acclaimed international speaker, author, certified trainer, over 20 years of teaching experience. She walks her talk. Please welcome my guest, Penelope. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited to have you, Penelope. First, thank you for who you are in the industry. Thank you for speaking language that we can all understand. I know sometimes this, actually not sometimes, most of the time, this is one of those topics that people want to know, but it's just overwhelming and we stick our head in the sand. So tell everybody what your magic is and what your business is doing now and how is it unique and different.
Thank you for having me. I'm so excited to be here. You're so much fun. I love what you're doing. And I'm happy that you're willing to have these bold money conversations because it's such a taboo topic in a lot of families and communities, you know, but being able to like talk about it openly and educate ourselves is really important because money touches every aspect of your life, right? It's the game we're playing. It's the system that we have right now. So we want to learn how to thrive in that system, right? So my unique magic is supporting women entrepreneurs to become financially free in 5 years or less with $10,000 or more in passive income. And we could talk about, you know, what does financial freedom look like specifically? How do you know when you have it? What exactly is passive income? How does it work? How do you get more of it, right? Wherever you want to go, we can go.
Yes, all of that.
Yeah, and it really comes from the fact that freedom is one of my highest values. And the way I'm wired, it just like makes me completely crazy to see people not do the things they love or make choices out of debt and obligation and fear, you know, because of money. I want people to be able to make choices from a place of freedom and joy and what lights them up, right? And so that's why I do what I do. And we can even talk about why women entrepreneurs, because the truth is we help people of all, you know, of all types and genders and non-genders and everything. But we specifically focus on women entrepreneurs because they are underserved in the typical big box financial advisor world.
Yeah.
Talk about that if you want.
Well, and I love that conversation, big box financial advisor, right? Because it's, no, let's do meat and potato. I think our audience is, tell me what I need to do. Like, let's have some data behind it. So let's talk about what your strategy is that's different than a big box, right? Because a big box say, go get a retirement account. Go, you know. So let's talk about that. What do you recommend? What are you seeing? What's the trends that you're seeing? What's been your secret sauce? I know that's a lot, but you can unpack all that.
Yeah. So in the big box financial advisor world, and what I mean by big box advisor is like any conventional advisor, like a Charles Schwab, Merrill Lynch, Edward Jones, even if they're a small boutique company or an independent advisor, if they are using the traditional approach that might have worked well in the 1950s, 1970s, but maybe not so well today, it doesn't mean that they're necessarily bad. They're just conventional thinkers, and that's probably going to get their people conventional results, right? So how do you know if you have a big box financial advisor? Well, they probably have you owning more than one mutual fund. They probably have you, you know, having all these different ticker symbols. That you, if they have you owning more than 10 things and they're rebalancing annually, again, it doesn't mean they're a bad person or their strategy is necessarily bad, but they're more conventional thinkers, probably using more outdated strategies. And in terms of the financial planning industry in general, I have a special place in my heart for women entrepreneurs because there's an inherent bias, an inherent gender bias in that industry. Like in a lot of industries, like Susie, did you know that seatbelt safety testing based on the average person is actually based on the average man?
No.
So more women get injured or die from seatbelts than men do. That's messed up, right? So the financial planning industry is the same. You know, 86% of financial advisors are men. Most of them are over 50. And those big box financial advisor models don't take into account women's longer lifespans, differences in our career paths and goals. And so what ends up happening is that statistically, women end up with less money at retirement, but it has to last us longer. And then as a woman entrepreneur, there's no ceiling on your income, but your income typically goes up and down, right? Which makes traditional financial advice super frustrating. Like, how do you manage cash flow when your income changes all the time? How do you strike a balance between investing back in your business and outside your business? Those are things that I bring to the table that a traditional financial advisor would not. And so that's why I support, that's why I focus on supporting women entrepreneurs, even though I have people of all gender identities and careers attend my events and work with me as clients. So then, so that's a little bit about what's out there. And then in terms of our approach to support someone to become financially free in 5 years or less, it's really a three-step process. The first step is pretty easy, and that's just to get clear on your financial freedom vision. Like, if you didn't have to work for money, what would your life look like? What is that lifestyle, right? Where would you live? What would you drive? What would you be doing with your time? And it might be like you, pretty much what you're doing now, you know, like a lot of people I work with, they love what they do. It's not like they necessarily want to shut down their businesses, but it'd be nice to not have the same level of financial pressure, you know, right. And you might even create like a basic version, a comfortable version, and a luxurious version, right? Because sometimes like only the most basic doesn't feel really inspiring, but the luxurious is so out there that you never really get going. But the truth is, it's like once you hit that basic one, then it's easier to get more of what you already have, right? So if you already have passive income, if you already have financial freedom, it's easier to just expand from there. So we could be like, okay, let's get that basic down and then go for the comfortable and luxurious. So that's the first step. And that's just, that helps you figure out like how much passive income do you actually need to support that lifestyle? How much passive income do you actually need to be financially free? And let's just talk about what financial freedom is and what passive income is for a minute, just so we're all on the same page and we know what we're talking about. Because sometimes people say, oh, create financial freedom with your business. And what they mean is like make money in your business so you can leave your job, or make money in your business so you don't have to depend on your spouse or something like that. And I'm like, there is freedom there, you know, and honestly, it's a spectrum, right? There's a spectrum of financial freedom along what I call the path to prosperity. And there's 8 milestones, and every milestone you hit brings you more freedom. So that first one where you become cash flow positive, you have enough money coming in to pay all your bills. Like there's freedom there.
Right.
That's really good. You know, it's wonderful to be able to finance the lifestyle you want and support yourself and support your family and not have to depend on anybody else. So like, yes, there is freedom there, but that's just the first milestone. Second milestone is to get rid of any debt you don't want. So not having any high interest rate consumer debt that you don't like. Some people use debt as a tool. They're comfortable having some. That's fine. But like any debt you don't want, getting rid of that. Third step is having a cash cushion in case of who knows what, right? Like unexpected things happen. So generally like 3 to 6 months of living expenses will cover that for most people. Once you're financially free, you might want a bigger account, like maybe 12 to 18 months in case, you know, the market's down and you don't want to sell your stock or, you know, whatever, just a little bit more cushion. Step 4 is to start putting money towards financial freedom or retirement. Step 5 is saving for large purchases so you can just pay in cash. Step 6 is sending your kids to college debt-free if you want, if that applies to you. Step 7 is paying your home off if you want to do that. And then step 8, milestone 8, is where I'm taking people, what I'm talking about, which is where your passive income is more than your expenses and you are completely financially free because your assets, your investments pay for your lifestyle, whether you're working or not, right? So that's, I'm leading people along that spectrum to that ultimate like 8th and final milestone. And they don't necessarily have to happen in that exact order. Like 4 and 5, you can flip those for sure. You can wait to pay off debt. You can move it around. But my point is like every one of those milestones brings more of a feeling of freedom, right? And to accelerate people through those steps, I use my wealth acceleration system, which has 4 parts: mindset, education, systems, and strategy. Mindset, education, systems, and strategy, or MESS for short, because most of us are a hot mess when it comes to money. So that's like the journey of the milestones and then the tools for getting there more quickly, right? So now we know what financial freedom is. Passive income is income that comes in whether you're working, sleeping, or playing. The American Internal Revenue Service defines it as income from trade or business activities in which you do not materially participate, right? So it could be rental income from real estate, royalties on your book, interest from your savings account, dividends from your stocks. I mean, there's licensing your intellectual property. Like there's lots of options for passive income. And we could talk more about that. But the point is, when you have more than enough passive income to cover your lifestyle, that's what I'm talking about when I talk about financial freedom. Does that make sense?
So juicy. Yes. Like check.
So all that falls in with it, you know, step one of like, just get clear on your vision. Like how much passive income do you need? Right.
Right.
Once you know how much passive income you're going for, at least your first goal, right. Then step two is to buy assets. Basically, instead of you always working for money, get your money working for you. Transfer some of your money from the make money world over the grow money world. And that could be as simple as moving it to a savings account just to get started. You could put it in retirement accounts. You could put it in real estate or, you know, gold or whatever you want. But the point is, you're taking some of your money and you're putting it in something that's going to give you more money. This is like the goose that laid the golden eggs approach, right?
Yes.
So you're building your golden goose and then ultimately you're going to live off the golden eggs, right? So you want to focus.
But then are you teaching strategies how to do that? Because the constantly it's like we're all like yes, and then that's where a lot of people stop. They're like, okay, now what? They're like, good luck. Then no.
Yeah, well, most of us don't get a financial education in school or at home growing up, so most people have no idea what an investment strategy even is. In fact, when I say, "What's your investment strategy?" You know, people will say, well, I told my financial advisor I want something medium risk.
Right.
Or I told my financial advisor I want something green and socially responsible.
Yeah.
Okay. That's great. That's not a strategy.
Right.
That's just some criteria, right? Because first of all, like, what does medium risk mean?
Right.
You know, is it risky? Is it conservative? Like, those terms are completely relative. They don't actually mean anything. And so one advisor's aggressive portfolio might be a different advisor's conservative portfolio, you know, because like conservative, risky, aggressive, like those mean different things to different people, right? So that's just like a subjective word. And then something green or socially responsible, that's like a criteria. So when people say they want something medium risk or low risk, what they actually mean is they don't want to see the price go up and down a lot because it scares them.
Yeah. Right?
They don't want to lose money, you know. But if you understand that there's a difference between volatility and risk, that can really help you choose the right strategy. Because if you think about a roller coaster, my husband and I go on roller coasters a lot. So roller coasters go up and down, right? That's what they're supposed to do. That's
right. Natural.
They go up and down. That's the ride. And that's volatility, right? So stocks, real estate, cash, like everything goes up and down. You might not, like if you're in the United States and you have US dollars, you're like, well, I had $100 today and I have $100 the next day, so it didn't go up and down. Are you sure? Because it's the value of those dollars is always changing dependent on other world currencies relative to like what you can buy with that dollar. So you might think there's no volatility in just having your money in cash, but that's just
there's not volatility, you know? Right? So the market now, right?
When so volatility means it goes up and down. Risk means you actually lose money, right? So we don't want to lose money. That's not the point. The point is we're going to invest it so that it grows for us, right? So if you look at the difference between volatility and risk, you're like, well, okay, I could handle some volatility as long as I know my risk of losing money is minimal. So just like a roller coaster, it goes up and down. As long as you don't try to jump off in the middle of the ride, as you just stay there till the end of the ride, the risk of getting hurt on a roller coaster is minimal. It's not zero, right? Like right. There's no such thing as like absolutely zero risk. Even if you have all your cash under your mattress, like your house could burn down, the government could collapse, inflation's devaluing the dollar, right? So there's like, there's no such thing as like zero, zero, zero risk. But if you have the right strategy, it can be minimal, right? So understanding that can help. So what is an investment strategy? An investment strategy is a plan based on real data that you can personally verify for protecting and growing your money, right? So a strategy is a plan based on real data for protecting and growing your money. And when you go to your financial advisor, they probably have some strategy, and you can try to you can see if you can ask them what it is and if they can explain it to you in a way that you understand and see if it makes sense to you. But I'll tell you right away, the two leading strategies. Well, tell me, Susie, if you want me to go down this rabbit hole, do you want me to talk about the two leading strategies in the
Yes, absolutely.
All right. Okay. So the first leading strategy in the big box financial advisor world is the 60-40 split. This is where they have you roughly 60% in stocks and roughly 40% in bonds. Now that that may change a little bit, like it might be 70-30, you know. So the conventional thinking is that bonds are less risky or more conservative. And the thinking is that if stocks go down, bonds will go up. And what'll happen is that way you won't see as much price volatility, right? Because these things are kind of going to move differently. So that's the thinking. And if you imagine you're taking a road trip across the country, it's like you're saying, okay, I'm going to make this trip with one foot on the gas and one foot on the brakes. Because when I hit a turn in the road, my foot will already be 40% on the gas or 40% on the brakes, right? Now, you can make the journey that way. It's not going to be amazing for your car, right? It's going to go a little slower, but you can get there. So that's the first, you know, approach there. The pros and cons of that approach. The pros are you can set it and forget it, right? You'll probably see less price volatility, like it won't go up and down as much. But the cons are you're still going to see price volatility, like in the 2008 crash, right? People who just bought and held the market, their money went down 58%, which, you know, nobody likes that, right? That's scary. The balanced approach or the blended approach, which is what this 80-60-40 split is called, went down 40%. So it went down less, right? So all the financial advisors are like, hey, Susie, it only lost 40%. Is that great? And you're like, now, if you thought, Susie, like if you thought you had a balanced or blended approach, if you thought you had a safer approach, how would you feel about losing 40% of your money?
Horrible.
That would not feel great, it's right?
Never, yeah.
My guess is that you might feel worse than somebody who actually lost more than somebody who went down 58%, but they didn't think they had a safe, balanced approach.
Right.
They knew markets are volatile and they're like, yeah, stay on the ride. No big deal. Right. So that's the downside. And then when it goes up, of course, it doesn't go up as much. So you lose a lot of growth. You still have a lot of the downward volatility. And then the other thing that I see as a potential problem with that is that bonds were in a 35-year bull market when this strategy was created. That's not the case anymore.
Right.
So there's this thinking that like when stocks go down, bonds are going to go up. All you have to do is look at a price chart to know that's not true.
Yeah,
you know, they can both go down at the same time. So I see that strategy kind of starting to fall apart potentially now. So that's one. The other one is the buy and hold strategy, which is just you just buy and hold the stock market. And it can be you can buy and hold like one fund that tracks the entire world.
Yeah.
You can buy and hold one fund that tracks just the U.S. market. You can buy and hold like a few different types, like a more aggressive growth one. One that has more dividends, one that's international, but basically you're just like you have one to several funds and you're just like buying them and holding them, and that's it. Well, so with the buy and hold approach, what I love about that is you can set it and forget it,
right?
It's passive. I mean, when we talk about passive income, there are varying degrees of passive, right? Like real estate is not as passive as just the buy and hold some funds in the stock market, right? So I like that it's pretty passive. You're just buying and holding. The biggest downside to that strategy is that you have exposure to these big market crashes. So if it does go down 50, 60%, like it, that's a lot. And then it takes you a while to recover. So if we go back to our road trip across the country metaphor, it's like saying, okay, I'm just going to go the speed limit the whole way, mm-hmm. not realizing there's some places you could actually go faster safely. Yeah. I'm going to go the speed limit the whole way. And when I come to a bend in the road, I'm not going to hit the gas. I'm just going to keep going and I'm going to total my car.
I'll fly off the cliff.
But it's okay. I'll still get there faster than with the 60-40 split. And like, that's true. You can still get there that way, you know, as long as you stay on the roller coaster, like you will eventually recover. But whether it's looking at, you know, a 50 to 60% loss of your money or 5 to 6 years of your life to come back to the starting line, like that can create financial PTSD for people. But those are,
you know, yes, I have been.
Those are the conventional strategies. And your financial advisor is probably going to have you in one or some mix of those.
And so tell me your story, because you had a pretty dramatic money story. And so, because I can hear it in the way you're speaking. There's so much passion and evidence. Like this, it's not theory. Like you've been through the roller coaster. You've been through the turn. You've been through, I'm going to keep the speed limit and fly off the cliff. I think that's how we all learn.
Yeah.
So share just a little bit about why this topic? Why do you do? Because you're brilliant. You could do anything. And I hear it in your voice. I get excited every time I hear you. I'm like, yeah. I just geek out.
Thank you. Yeah. I mean, I was fortunate enough to learn about passive income in my mid-20s. And I was like, people need to know this. Why did I ever learn this in school? Like, what the hell? You know? So I was like, okay, passive income, like I need to get some of that. I need to tell everybody else this is a thing, right? So I decided that I was going to start that in real estate. And in only 4 years, I had started with $10,000 of my own money and turned it into over $6 million in real estate. I was on track to be able to retire, to be financially free by the time I was 31. And then when the real estate market crashed, I got completely taken out. Everything changed. Like my credit was ruined. I lost my beautiful home to foreclosure. I struggled and struggled and struggled to make ends meet. The electricity got turned off. Oh my God. Oh my God. And eventually I was forced to declare bankruptcy.
Yeah.
And I felt like a total failure, Susie. I was just like, what am I going to do with my life? And right around that time, I was invited to participate in a high-level mastermind group on Necker Island. Have you ever heard of that?
Yep.
Yeah, it's Richard Branson's private island in the Caribbean. And it was a $50,000 investment for a 6-day mastermind, no refunds, no payment plans. And at that time, Susie, I had less than $1,000 to my name, no credit since my credit was trashed. But I had this strong intuitive hit that I was supposed to be there.
Right.
And amazingly, I pulled it off. And I'm happy to share how if we have time and you're curious. But the point is, I'm really glad I did that, because it was the beginning of turning everything around. The facilitator of that group announced publicly that he wanted to win a Nobel Prize for single-handedly turning the economy around. And I was like, what? Like that really inspired me. And so I started asking myself, what could I do to turn the economy around? So there I am, like sitting with this question on a billionaire's private island. And I got the download. I got an answer. Can I share what I came up with?
Yes.
All right, so here it is. Here is the Necker Island download. So what I notice is that each person has their own personal economy that may or may not have anything to do with the economy at large. And I was in the middle of losing everything while other people on Necker Island were having their best year in business ever.
So right.
Right? I figured if I could support enough individual entrepreneurs to create their own economy of abundance, then eventually we would hit a tipping point and the economy at large would shift. So instead of feeling sorry for myself, I decided to focus my energy on supporting other entrepreneurs to make more money, because that's something I'm really great at. And I started making microloans to women business owners in Africa, Asia, South America, so that I'd have a positive global impact right away. Still do that today. And so now my business is pretty awesome. I'm living my financial freedom vision for the most part, other than I haven't been traveling as much as I like. But that would change, because as we're doing this interview, I am about to go to Spain and bring my kids. So it's a big deal. Yeah. But I'm excited to bring that back in. You know, I'm able to make healthy 6, getting close to 7 figures, doing what I love while only working about 15 to 20 hours a week. Because guess what? I have a 5-year-old and a baby. So that's a lot. That's a lot of energy. I paid cash for my dream wedding. Awesome vacations all over the world before COVID. A wonderful car. Built my retirement accounts back up to where above where they were before the crash. We own our home in Silicon Valley, free and clear. And then just, was it last year, about a year and a half ago, we bought our beautiful new dream home with gorgeous panoramic views of the water, which is where I am right now. And so that's why I'm so passionate about sharing this stuff with you and your community, because I have lived through some people's worst nightmares financially and lived to tell the tale. So hopefully I can avoid or help you avoid some of the painful mistakes I've made. And if you faced financial challenges in your own life, like I have, like a lot of us have, then hopefully I can show you how to recover, rebuild, and rise like a phoenix from the ashes, right? Exactly. So I'm so passionate about this.
Well, that's why I think you just resonate with our audience, because I have a similar story and people are like, oh my God, thank you for just sharing it. Because you're right, there is embarrassment, especially if you're money, right? I'm the profit coach helping businesses build their business so that they can invest in you so they can start creating those eight points, right? Because that's the foundation of starting to build your wealth. Yeah. So how can you help? Like, you have a gift for our audience, right? And you want to give us a gift so we can learn more about Penelope and the strategy, right? It's not, I always say it doesn't have to be hard. It has to be strategic. And a lot of times we don't even know what we don't even know, and we don't know the questions to ask. So share with us, what's the best way to get started in getting to know you? This is step one. And then what's the next step?
Yeah. Best step is I put together a free download called the Financial Freedom Formula. It's a short, sweet, super powerful, like bite-sized, but really value-packed ebook, the Financial Freedom Formula. You can grab that at financialfreedomgift.com, financialfreedomgift.com. And what that's going to do is help you figure out exactly what you need to become financially free. We'll talk about the two types of passive income, how to get more of each, and it'll help you start creating your own financial freedom plan. And then after you get the ebook, on the very next page, if you want to, you can register for my Financial Freedom 101 event. That's a 3-day online event. So you can attend from anywhere in the world. We're like, hey, in 3 days, we're going to give you that financial education you never got in school.
Yes.
You're going to get all your money systems and tools to set you up to be financially free forever. And when you go through that magic link that we provided with you, guess what? You also get to attend on scholarship. So if you want to spend 3 days really getting your money stuff dialed in, then you can go ahead and do that too. Either way, definitely get the ebook. It's a quick read, but it's going to give you insights and distinctions that can make millions of dollars of difference in your life. So you had asked me about the 3-step approach to becoming financially free in 5 years or less, right?
Yes.
We started with step one. That's your vision. How much passive income do you actually need? Step two is to start buying assets. Get your golden goose growing and laying golden eggs, right? Now, sometimes like just having the golden goose lay the golden eggs isn't enough to get you there in 5 years or less. So then that's where step three comes in, which is in addition to buying assets, you can create assets to make up the difference. And that's anything from licensing your intellectual property to writing a book that you get royalties from, to growing a YouTube channel where you get, there's so many ways to monetize your YouTube channel, but basically like every little video is an asset that you create that can keep generating passive income for you. There's, affiliate marketing, there's network marketing, if you're into that. There's a lot of ways that you can create passive income to fill in any gaps that the golden eggs might not be covering. So yeah. Some people, they come to me, to help them become financially free. And we're able to do it very quickly, like sometimes in a matter of months. And usually that is just moving their golden goose around, right? So if somebody has assets, a lot of people come to me because they're inheriting money, or they've inherited money, or they've gotten a divorce settlement or an insurance settlement. And basically like money is coming at them. And they're like, I've never had to handle millions of dollars before. Like sometimes it's millions of dollars, sometimes it's hundreds of thousands, but whatever it is, money's coming at them. And they're like, I need to not screw this up.
Right.
And so if we can just like get their golden goose invested properly in a way that they understand their strategy, they feel like they can safely protect and grow their money and start living off the golden eggs, boom, financially free right away. That's not everybody has the assets to make that happen immediately. And so that's why I give the 5-year timeline to give you a chance to create assets to make up the difference. And we can go into more examples and ideas, but I've just lightning shared some of them here. There's a lot of ways you can create new passive income streams as well.
Well, I love it. And I love just the transparency in, you know, looking at what is the foundation and your generosity and just sharing the information. I will say, Sam went to the 3-day. She didn't get to attend the whole thing. She got sick. But now I've worked with her on her budget, worked with her on finances. And she came back. She goes, look, we need to have a conversation. I really dug into my budget. Like, seriously, this time, I'm like, well, what were you doing it before when I gave it to you? And just had a really straight, candid conversation, which I respect, right? Before it's like, I need a raise. Okay, well, we need these milestones, you know, and then we went over everything together. So it was perfect. Sometimes it doesn't matter how many times you hear it, you've got to hear it in a different voice. You got to hear it in your language, right? I'm sure the intimidation wasn't there because she was looking at you as a mentor versus her boss, right? To go, well, what do I need to do? So I love that, you know, one thing completely doubled her income.
Wow.
Which is phenomenal, because the way it was presented, the way that we walked through everything, you know, and it was time to reevaluate everything. But the reality was, it probably would not have happened if she had not sat through the time. So from getting the book to going to the 3-day course, you know, it's powerful.
It is powerful. And I will say, there is this quote I always think of, Jesus didn't do miracles in his own city. Like, sometimes, you know, my family, like my cousin was like, oh, I hired a financial advisor. I'm like, that's like, would you like me to look at your stuff? Because 98% of financial advisors can't, you know, even beat the market. And if you want to work someone, that's fine. But like, people pay me like $2,000 an hour for this. And I'm happy to, you know, share this with me and look it over, you know. Or sometimes my husband will be like, oh yeah, I went and got this IBM stock or whatever. And that's great. And I'm like, honey, you realize like, people pay me a ton of money for my advice. And I am like the best person in the world at this. Like, you just happen to marry.
Right.
A premier financial freedom mentor. Like, there are very few people that have the depth and breadth of experience and knowledge that I do. Right. And I'm like, and you get me for free, but like, they don't, but I'm the wife, I'm the cousin. Right. So it's right. Like, it's just different. It's weird. Every now and then, you know, my brother or some, or my sister, or my mom will be like, yeah, okay, actually tell me. And then I'm happy to share, right? But I'm not going to, like, you know, push it on them. So yeah, I hear you there. And sometimes people just need to hear it differently. And that's why when couples are trying to get on the same page financially, I'm like, come to the event together. Like, maybe your partner isn't listening to you say this, but when I say the exact same thing, they'll hear it.
Yeah.
Because it's coming from a different voice, right?
Right. And a different background and experience. So I just thank you for your generosity. I thank you for your time. This is delicious. If you want more, definitely go check out Penelope. Her gift is financialfreedomgift.com. We'll put it in the show notes. You definitely want to attend the 3-day. I'm telling you, well worth your time. You know, she's giving you the gift. And so the time, we can't get that back, but we can leverage that time and monetize it with the information that Penelope's giving. So thank you so much for being our guest. Thank you for everything that you do. And I look forward to playing more together.
Thank you, Susie. This is awesome.